On Wednesday, October 5th, history came round full circle in Prague as a bronze statue of US President Woodrow Wilson was unveiled outside the city's main railway station. The original 3.5 meter tall monument by Czech-American sculptor Albin Bolášek was funded by Americans of Czech and Slovak descent and erected on the 4th of July of 1928. It was pulled down by the Nazis 70 years ago, and a restored copy has just been re-erected by the non-profit organization, the American Friends of the Czech Republic. Pavla Horáková was at the venue.
Hundreds of guests and onlookers applauded as the white veil fell off the larger-than-life bronze statue outside Prague's main station, formerly named after the US president. In attendance were Czech and American dignitaries, Czech President Václav Klaus and his predecessor Václav Havel, former US Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, the ambassadors of the two respective countries, as well as other officials. Woodrow Wilson, who was President of the United States from 1913 to 1921, was instrumental in the process of the establishment of Czechoslovakia in 1918. Ms. Albright looked back on his impact on world politics.
In an era when other leaders saw a global chessboard with the imperial powers as players and everyone else as pawns, Wilson put forward an astonishing idea. He believed that laws should apply equally to big nations and to small, and that every country had a duty to defend this principle. Because of Wilson's credibility and the power of his arguments, the old order crumbled and a new era came into being.
The statue to Woodrow Wilson was destroyed by Nazi invaders on the 12th of December 1941, a day after Germany declared war on the United States. After the end of the Second World War in 1946, Jan Masaryk, the son of the first Czechoslovak president D.G. Masaryk, dedicated a special plaque to commemorate the destroyed monument. Fred Malek, the chairman of the American Friends of the Czech Republic, quoted Jan Masaryk's prophetic words.
From 1928, there stood on this place a monument in honor of Woodrow Wilson, President of the United States of America. The monument was destroyed by the Germans in 1941, and will be re-erected by Americans of Czech descent in the United States of America. How prophetic was he?
As it turned out, a long 60 years after that, in 2006, the American Friends of the Czech Republic embarked upon the project to re-erect the monument, which has now been unveiled. The U.S. Ambassador to the Czech Republic, Norman Eisen, spoke of the statue as a symbol of a long-lasting friendship between Czechs and Americans.
The monument that stood here was one not only to a great American president, but also a monument, a symbol that recognized the close and lasting ties between our two nations. That monument recognized the many people who left here, who moved and settled in the New World, and who made the United States a better country. The monument also recognized those such as myself, Fred, Madeline, and all of the friends, American Friends of the Czech Republic, who have come here from every corner of the United States, who have the privilege to come back to their ancestral homelands.
The statue to Woodrow Wilson is not the first such endeavor of the American Friends of the Czech Republic. In 2002, they commissioned the renewal of a statue to President Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk in Washington, D.C.
My thanks to Pavla for that report.